Technology. It's in your pocket, your car, your business. And the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing is tracking all of it. From consumer tech to cybersecurity, from the giants to the startups. Every weekday, we bring you the latest stories about the companies and advancements that are changing the way we live and work. Tech is remaking the world. We'll make sure you're a part of it. Subscribe to the WSJ Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Financial planners generally say you should avoid having too much debt. But during a time of widespread job losses, it can be hard to avoid. If you've got to take on debt, specialists say you should at least make a plan.
You need to make an order of operations prioritizing putting food on the table. If that's the first priority, then you can rank all of your other payments accordingly.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Coming up, she'll explain which existing debt payments financial advisors say you should prioritize and the homework you should do before taking out new loans.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
The coronavirus pandemic has put a lot of people in an unfamiliar and unsettling position, having to take on unwanted debt. If you can't avoid that, Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter is here with some tips to keep in mind. So, Julia, what are reasons people you spoke with given you for having to go further into debt?
I think it's harder to make ends meet right now. Some people have lost their jobs. We're looking at historic unemployment. Other people are dealing with caregiving for somebody who is sick with the virus, or maybe a spouse or partner is sick with the virus, and so their household spending has to adjust accordingly. Other people are looking at gigs that went away or taking on more gigs, having other expenses they hadn't considered before. So it's just a really unprecedented time when it comes to structuring a household budget.
Many people pride themselves on not having to have taken on significant debt, but this is not a usual time.
I was speaking with people who said this is nothing I would want to do in the course of normal events, but it feels like something I have to do just to make ends meet right now.
Seems like the first thing to do is to take a deep breath and make a plan.
I spoke with one expert, a financial planner at Betterment, and he called it an order of operations. He said you need to make an order of operations prioritizing putting food on the table. If that's the first priority, then you can rank all of your other payments accordingly.
How did he suggest people shuffle things in that list?
If the goal is to have more cash on hand temporarily, either to pay for necessities or to meet a big expense, he recommended people first think about what they can cut. So first, they're already thinking about what their normal budget looks like, what things kind of have to go away in a time like this, or what things can be eliminated or lessened in a time like this. And that even includes things like stopping contributions on retirement and education accounts, or stopping payments on things like student loans, mortgage payments, exploring forbearance options for those things. And so then once you've taken all of those steps, you're able to then have a bigger picture look and say, now do I need to take on debt? And if you do, then you know that you've tried everything else.
Does it make sense to suspend some debt payments over others?
I think the important thing for people to think about is what kind of debt they are taking on and what payments they're missing. So there's certain things that hurt your credit score. So I spoke with one financial planner who said that you have to keep in mind that negative behavior affects your credit score negatively. So opening a new credit card when you haven't paid off another one, or opening a new credit card that you can't afford. Maybe the APR is really high. Maybe the rewards program doesn't make sense for you. That's something that doesn't make as much sense as suspending a payment and, let's say, suspending your student loan payment responsibly, talking to somebody about it, getting counsel about it, getting advice about it, and then freeing up that space that way.
And people have to be careful if they seek out new loans.
Absolutely. There's a lot of predatory loans, payday lending and cash advance loans that have super high interest rates and they prey upon people with poor credit. One woman I spoke with, she leads the financial planning master's program at Kansas State University. She had this great way of thinking about it. She said, getting a loan should not be easy. And if it is easy, that's a bad sign right away.
Wow, you've got to really pay attention to the process.
Totally. And I think it's also something to keep in mind about these interest rates. You know, I spoke with somebody who said, you know, even he had to really think, and he works in this space, and he said, even I have to really think, what's the interest rate on some of the debt that I'm carrying? You know, did I just take it on not considering this? Some of these predatory loans, the interest rates are as high as 300%. And if you don't know that going in, it's going to end up being a bigger problem down the road.
I would imagine a lot of people are struggling with this and it keeps them up at night. How important is it to talk to someone?
There's a lot of free resources out there and groups who are offering free information, including the National Association of Personal Finance Advisors and the Association for Financial Counseling and Planning Education. They're offering pro bono one-on-one sessions to people who need financial advice or a little bit of counsel in this time. So I think seeking out resources before you just dive headfirst is a good way to know that you're doing this responsibly.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.